And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State lawmakers created the state's sketchy school voucher scheme in the 2013 budget with $10 million for a limited number of low-income students to use vouchers at private and religious schools with virtually no accountability measures in place. You'd think policymakers would want to know how the voucher program was working before they expanded it, but they don't. This year's budget includes an additional $14 million for vouchers, and there's still no way to know what kind of education the children receive who are using them. Efforts by Paul Stamm, a representative from Wake County, to expand the voucher scheme even further failed in the legislative session's final days this summer after several of Stamm's Republican colleagues said they wanted more information. Representative Leo Daughtry said one church school receiving vouchers he visited, quote, didn't seem to be a school that we would want to send taxpayer dollars to. It's too bad Daughtry and his colleagues didn't raise the objections during the debate on the budget that expanded voucher funding, but it's a start, and he needs to keep asking questions about where our taxpayer money is going. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.